Hello and welcome to the Sacred Journey Sermon Podcast of Hennepin Avenue United Methodist Church in Minneapolis, Minnesota, a faith community based on vibrant worship, authentic hospitality, and beloved community. To learn more about our congregation, visit us online at hennepinchurch.org. This is the Sacred Journey Worship Podcast for March 8th, 2015. The speaker is Tom Saposi, and the scripture today is Psalm 19, 1 through 6 and 14.
We're inviting members of our community during this Lenten season to share with us some of their own experiences of the slow work of God in their lives. And today we frame our story time with these words from Psalm 19. Heaven is declaring God's glory. The sky is proclaiming God's handiwork. One day gushes the news to the next. And one night informs another what needs to be known. Of course, there's no speech, no words. Their voices can't be heard, but their sound extends throughout the world. Their words reach the ends of
the earth. God has made a tent. God has made a tent in heaven for the sun. The sun is like a groom coming out of God's honeymoon suite. Like a warrior, it thrills at running its course. It rises in one end of the sky. Its circuit is complete at the other. Nothing escapes its heat. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O God, my rock and my redeemer. Word of God,
good morning. Good morning. My name is Tom Saposi, and I'm a bird watcher. About 30 years ago, some friends took me bird watching on our way home from a northern Minnesota ski trip. I was immediately caught up in the activity of identifying and counting the birds we saw: pine grosbeak, northern shrike, snow bunting. In the following years, I took on the mantle and label with a passion. 25 field guides, bird song tapes, early morning walks, Minnesota Ornithologists Union membership, and my trusty 7x42 binoculars. I met many others with the same affliction. Why do you do this? How come? What is your reason for joining the ranks of so many other feather fiends? Are you a lister, challenged to count as many as possible? Are you a nature lover? Do you just want to get away? I really never questioned why. I just did it. About 20 years ago, just when I was getting to be at least an average expert, one Mr. Bob Jansen approached some of us bird watchers at church with a proposal. He was the survey volunteer coordinator for the U.S. Geological Survey Breeding Bird Survey in Minnesota. Some of the survey routes did not have individuals to do the survey, volunteers. Would we sign on? I trusted Bob. I said yes. In the mail next month came an official-looking envelope. Inside was a map of the 25-mile survey route. Locations on the route indicating where 50 observations were to be done at every 1/2 mile. An orange caution sign to place in our car window, and the instructions: start at 4:54 a.m. at the beginning. Count species and number of birds for 3 minutes and record at each stop. Record the temperature, sky, number of passing cars, and move on to the next stop 50 times. The U.S. Geological Breeding Survey is done every June while birds are breeding, not migrating. It is science for a changing world. It provides reliable bird population information on which to base sound conservation and management decisions. There are 4,455 25-mile routes in North America. There are 85 routes in Minnesota. There are thousands and thousands of volunteers that do this. Our route number 50001. Houston County in the Driftless Zone is where the route is. We start near Rushford, Minnesota, on Vinegar Hill in a cornfield. I identify the birds by sound and sight. My friend Lee drives. He's the timer, and he records the weather. My friend Dave records all of the birds that I shout out, their names and numbers. We travel through Money Creek, past Skunk Hollow, in Paradise Valley, by Mound Prairie Preserve, along the Root River, and past the Big Catholic Church and into Hoka, Minnesota. So we finish our route and counting at about 9 o'clock a.m. We stop for breakfast at the Sidewalk Cafe in Hoka. On the way home, we visit some state parks to continue our birding outing. In Red Wing, a Dairy Queen stop gives us energy and time to reflect on the day. 1998 was our first count. Since then, we averaged 68 species identified and 1,485 individuals counted. This June, we'll do it again. Why? Well, for 18 years with some friends, we schedule a June counting weekend. Is it part of a conservation effort for environmental conservation and management? Is it experiencing beautiful scenery and quiet? Is it just to see and hear birds? Is it to enjoy the good company of friends? Is it the challenge of bird identification and study? Or is it the longing to hear again every year the black-billed cuckoo? Maybe some of each, but the best answer I've found is in the book, A Sand County Almanac by the environmentalist Aldo Leopold. In it, he writes a marshland effigy that talks of the slow work of God, and who knows to what end is my June counting. A dawn wind stirs on the great marsh. With almost imperceptible slowness, it rolls a bank of fog across the wide morass. Like the white ghost of a glacier, the mists advance, riding over phalanxes of tamarack, sliding across bog meadows heavy with dew. A single silence hangs from horizon to horizon. Out of some far recess of the sky, a tinkling of little bells falls soft upon the listening land. Then again, silence. Now comes a baying of some sweet-throated hound, some clamor of a responding pack. Then a far, clear blast of hunting horns out of the sky into the fog. High horns, low horns, silence. And finally, a pandemonium of trumpets, rattles, croaks, and cries that almost shakes the bog with its nearness, but without yet disclosing whence it comes. At last, a glint of sun reveals the approach of a great echelon of birds. On motionless wing, they emerge from the lifting mists, sweep a final arc of sky, and settle in clangorous descending spirals to their feeding grounds. A new day has begun on the Crane Marsh. A sense of time lies thick and heavy in such a place. Yearly since the Ice Age, it has awakened each spring to the clangor of cranes. The peat layers that comprise the bog are laid down in the basin of an ancient lake. The cranes stand, as it were, upon the sodden pages of their own history. These peats are the compressed remains of the mosses that clogged the pools, of the tamaracks that spread over the moss, of the cranes that bugled over the tamaracks since the retreat of the ice sheet. An endless caravan of generations has built of its own bones this bridge into the future, this habitat where the oncoming hosts again may live and breed and die. To what end? To what end? Out on the bog, a crane gulping some luckless frog springs his ungainly hulk into the air and flails the morning sun with mighty wings. The tamaracks re-echo his bugled certitude. He seems to know. He seems to know the crane. And that's the answer. The crane knows why again this June, on a Sunday morning at 4:54 a.m., I will be in a cornfield on Vinegar Hill in Houston County, Minnesota, to again experience the slow work of God while counting his feathered creation.
You have been listening to the Sacred Journey Worship Sermon Podcast of Hennepin Avenue United Methodist Church in Minneapolis. Please join us for worship on Sunday. Worship times are available at hennepinchurch.org. This podcast is a ministry of Hennepin Avenue United Methodist Church, Minneapolis, Minnesota, copyright 2015.